الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. We are still in this chapter, the second last chapter, and that is of making tawbah and istighfar. And that Allah Ta'ala has been so kind that not only did He permit us to ask for forgiveness, but He has commanded us to ask for forgiveness. And then only, not only that He has commanded us, but He has promised great, great virtues and great, great rewards when we ask forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. In this hadith, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ. I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, that Allah Ta'ala says, which is called a hadith Qudsi, where Allah Ta'ala Himself speaks, يَبْنَ آدَم, Allah is addressing the whole of mankind, all the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, إِنَّكَ مَا دَعَوْتَنِي, that as long as you will make dua to me, and ye dua, according to this hadith, the words which come in front is referring to asking forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, and which comprises of two parts, that is asking forgiveness for that sin and making tawbah for the future, promising that he won't commit that sin again. That is complete tawbah. One only asks for forgiveness what I have done. But one is, tawbah complete is, that he promises he will not commit that sin again. And this dua is, which is referred to in the hadith, mukhul ibadah, the very essence and the marrow of ibadah. The sum total of ibadah is to turn to Allah Ta'ala and to make dua to Allah Ta'ala. And that Allah loves very much. A person we take for granted that I've got my house, I'm getting my water, lights, etc., I've got my clothes, I've got my transport, we don't make dua to Allah. Allah loves that a person makes dua for everything. And one of the best duas is to ask for afiyat, that is salamity and well-being. And Allah loves that a person keeps on asking Allah Ta'ala, not just that he takes it for granted. Allah is the provider, and Allah provides for everyone. But we must beg of Allah Ta'ala and seek His help all the time. And this ibadat of dua is very much left for Allah by Allah Ta'ala. And وَرَجَوْتَنِي, and as long as you have got hope in me. And this is also one thing which many of us fall short. For necessities of ours, we make dua. When we see that dua is outwardly not being accepted, then we say, now how long must I make dua? I'm making dua for so long, my dua is not getting accepted. No, that should never happen. It comes in another narration, a person's dua is accepted as long as he says, my dua is not accepted. Allah Ta'ala is most merciful and most kind. And duas, Allah Ta'ala definitely accepts in different forms. When the conditions are fulfilled, Allah Ta'ala definitely accepts the dua, but the acceptance of the dua is in different forms. For example, what we have asked for, we get that. Or Allah gives us something else in its place. Or Allah removes some difficulty from us. Or Allah stores it for us for the akhirat, and that is the highest form. And a person will wish, when he sees what Allah is giving in the akhirat, that he would wish that none of his du'as were accepted here in this dunya, and that he got all that what he asked for in the akhirat. So as long as a person has got hope, and hope is that a person, that Allah will accept my du'a, and Allah will, I will see the results of the du'a soon. So that is what a person must hope for all the time. And when a person hopes like this in Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala also meets the hopes of a person. It is narrated that when a person has hopes in Allah Ta'ala, good hopes, then Allah Ta'ala gives him more than what he hopes for. Allah does not let him lose hope, Allah does not let him despair. So we must carry on with our dua all the time, and carrying on with dua is a sign that that person has got hope in Allah Ta'ala. When we stop making dua, that means now we have lost hope in Allah Ta'ala. And that is a serious condition. So we should keep on making dua, hoping for the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, and keep on making dua. So when a person does this, Allah Ta'ala says, غَفَرْتُ لَكَ عَلَى مَا كَانَ مِنْكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. I will forgive you on whatever you were doing, and I do not care. That is, as long as you have got hope, and it comes in another narration, that when a person asks for forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, Allah says, my banda knows that he has got a Rabb who will forgive him. And he turns to Allah, and Allah says, I will definitely forgive him. So no matter what he was on, that is his gunas, whether he was repeating those gunas even all the time, but he's making all the time dua to Allah, asking for forgiveness, Allah keeps on forgiving. As it has been said, that we can get tired committing gunas. Allah does not get tired forgiving gunas. Allah Ta'ala keeps on forgiving all the time. Wala ubali, and I do not care. This means that it is no big deal for me to forgive the gunas. No matter how big they are, no matter how much they are, for me to forgive them, it doesn't even come back to my mind, so to say, that I did this favor, I forgave that person. It is no big deal for me, I just forgive, no matter what the gunas are. Of course, all this hadith and this discussion is no license to commit gunas. And no way that we take advantage of it in any way whatsoever. It is for a person that who has fallen into guna to give him hope and come out of the guna. As ulama and mashayikh have given a beautiful example, if there is an ointment that if you no matter what degree wounds you burns you get on your body, the worst of burns, but you just apply that ointment and immediately you come right again, then it does not mean because you got that ointment you must go and burn your hand. That is an emergency case. In case you get burned, then you apply that ointment. So Tawbah is also an emergency ointment. It doesn't mean that Allah has given us Tawbah and Istighfar, now we can just commit gunas as we want to and we'll make Tawbah. Perhaps we cannot fulfill the conditions of Tawbah. And one of the conditions which ulama have written here is that from the heart a person must have that determination that he's not going to commit that guna again. Many of us are such that some gunas we are prepared to give up and we realize they are bad. But some other gunas we feel, no, I still can't give it up. So it is still in my heart. So that is not a sincere Tawbah. That every guna what there is, a person sincerely repents and asks Allah Ta'ala to forgive him. Then that conditions are fulfilled, and we don't know, still it is in the Mashiyat of Allah. Though we have full hope that Allah Ta'ala will definitely forgive, but we haven't got that guarantee that I am forgiven. So we cannot commit gunas in the hope that I will be forgiven. In case we fell into guna, then Allah gives us hope that don't now become despondent and don't give up everything. Make tawbah and come back to me and come back on the right path.